We do indeed have a very special Culturefile, as those of you who are at home can't see. The two musicians and composers we have with us on Culturefile this time have both been involved in 2014 in what the super producer T-Bone Burnett has called musical archaeology. When that's done right, says T-Bone, it's about digging up without breaking the thing you're digging. Rhiannon Giddens, who's here today with her banjo. Hi, Rhiannon.
Hi.
Has been collaborating with a 27-year-old Bob Dylan. We may get back to that in a moment. Katrina O'Leary, hi Katrina.
Hi Luke.
Has been digging up an even older eminence, Bishop Luke Wadding, whose Small Garland of Pious and Godly Songs was first published in Ghent in 1684 and is better known as the Heart of the Wexford Carol. And among her collaborators on that project, by a truly remarkable coincidence, is Rhiannon Giddens. So for those of us down the back who might need a little primer, what are the Wexford Carols, Katrina?
Well, they're a collective term given by some people, not by everybody, to carols that have traditionally been sung in Wexford for centuries, basically since Luke Wadding published his book of poetry in 1684. His poetry was always intended to be sung, and it was written as a solace, he calls it, for his friends and compatriots who were disinherited and dispossessed Catholics living in Wexford at the time.
The book that he published didn't have music with it. It was just a collection of the words, and somehow the music had to be reattached to them, which is the job you were doing, really.
That's right. Well, I mean, I must say, first of all, that some of the carols are still traditionally sung in Wexford, in the parish of Kilmore, to this day. It's been a tradition that's been handed down. But there are some that have been forgotten. They've fallen out of fashion, lost to time, whatever. And I was very, very interested in finding out what those might have been. It wasn't uncommon at the time for poems to be sung or to be, you know, intended to be sung, but to actually print sheet music along with words was, like, that was a bridge quite far. So what he did was setting the poems to popular tunes of the day, some Irish folk songs, some English folk songs, and so he would give the title of the song and say, to the tune of dot dot dot, for example, to the tune of The Bonnie Brew, which was which would have been a popular song at the time. So I was looking through archived ballads and things from the 17th century, trying to find out what these songs might have been.
And the project that you've done, this the Wexford Carols, where you had all sorts of people like Rhiannon and Tom Jones, you came together and kind of brought the carols a bit more into the 21st century, because they were still, the music that was associated with them was still very inflected by the old way.
Yeah, well, what we did, I mean, I like to be informed. I like to find out everything I possibly can about music I'm working on before I sing it. But then, you know, every experience I've ever had, I think this is just the artist's way, every experience we have goes into, you know, gets filtered through us and comes out. So what we've ended up doing is something completely modern, because
So what you were going to do was kind of give us a little bit of a before and after of your kind of unpolished and unexcavated Wexford Carol, or a particular song, An Angel This Night. You're going to give us a kind of how it might have sounded traditionally, and then come in with Rhiannon with the version that you've produced in this new project.
Yes, exactly. So the first bit I'll sing here, just the first verse of An Angel This Night. This is still traditionally sung in Kilmore. It's sung by the choir of men there. Their way of doing it now is very slow, quite melismatic, but very, very slow. They kind of move at different times to each other and then come together at the cadences. So I'm not exactly replicating that all by myself, but as an example of
not being a man to start with.
For the first thing, yeah. But just as an example of a more kind of traditional Irish way of singing.
An angel this night doth to the shepherds bring most rare and joyful news. a Savior from heaven unto the world is come. And God is now made man for man's redemption.
So that is the old style. Now, maybe just a little bit what happens when you bring that into the new style of the Wexford Carols. You've got introducing a fretless banjo to begin with, I suppose.
Yeah, that's definitely new. And when we all, I mean, it was the process of recording this album was, it was a wonderfully collaborative process. Really, it was just a meeting of a big number of supremely talented musicians. We got together in a room. I would sing the tunes as I knew them, and I've been working on them. And then people started riffing and improvising. And so this is kind of what came out of it.
An angel this night doth to the shepherds bring most rare and joyful news to move our hearts to sing. A Savior from heaven unto the world is come.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Katrina. Thank you, Rhiannon. That's beautiful. The Wexford Carols CD is out on Heresy, and Rhiannon has her own solo album, which is also, is that right out at the moment, or is just about to arrive, which has a more kind of Americana feel to it. So beautiful music available in two forms. Thank you both very much.